funding be promoted to the tariff commission. I voted against that, as did Marvin Watson, simply because I felt that the man was unsuited for the position, for your consideration. I thought they were trying to get rid of him in order to get him out of the Bureau of the Budget, in other words, get rid of their own problem by promoting him. I felt that was wrong and you shouldn't be stuck with it.
Well, I think that's a good suggestion. I think that some of this is justified probably, and maybe some merit in your suspicions I would doubt it, but on the basis of what I have been told, I have suggested that.
Yes,
and I think that in normal time you just sit on it and hold it yourself, not go around with anybody else. I think that'll be taken care of, and we'll have a complete readjustment of a good many there.
All right, so could I mention one thing concerning Walter?
Yep.
As he probably told you, he was lined up the Lou Nichols of Shenley's and signed a $10,000 agreement with them as a consultant. And that won't be of any embarrassment with you whatsoever, but it will be sort of a help to him. I feel sure that Walter told you that. But,
no, I didn't know it. I didn't know who he had. I thought that he had kind of worked him out with some folks, but no one's told me specifically who he was going to represent or what he was going to do.
Yes, sir, he did work them out. He had me just on a very discreet, confidential basis check each one. Shenley's was one, Braniff Airlines was another, and then there were two others that I checked out for him, Mr. President. One was the Struthers Wells Corporation, and the other one the American Coal Set Corporation. There were four all total. That'll give him a salary of $50,000 a year, and he figures that with $15,000 for an office and secretary, that he can be clearing at least $35,000 to $38,000 a year, which will put him in pretty good shape.
Well, I'm sure hope that he does all right, and I hope he doesn't get involved with anybody that has any questions about any of those.
No, sir, none whatsoever. There was some question. He was tied in with the hoodlums in Chicago and quite a number of other hoodlums. And it would look bad if Walter were to leave you and then go right away with this hoodlum tie-in. So Walter saw the light, and while he did go down to Mexico, he stayed away from this man, and he didn't go with him at all. In fact, he turned him down.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me know now. Is there anything else I need to know?
No, sir. I think that completes it.
All right. Well, we'll adjust. We're going to, I got a note. I don't think that, I think that there's a good deal of envy and gossip and so forth, but I think that the wise thing is to do just as you suggested, and I think that's being done.
Yes, sir.
And probably it'll be worked out within 60, 90 days,
or it's maybe probably this month, far as we're concerned. But and I think, from what I've observed, I don't know what happens when I'm not there, but I think from what I've observed that it's all right, but it may not be.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, I would like to say one more time that Marvin Watson sure is a real good fellow to work with. Well, he's an awful good man, and he's the closest thing to Walter that you've had yet.
Well, you just stay close to him. But I'd keep all this stuff away for a while, and let's get it adjusted, because we know the individuals, and for God's sakes, let's don't get to UPI thinking that we're concerned about
No, sir.
They're drinking or anything.
That will not be done.
Okay.
Right, sir.